Pop music is everywhere around the globe, especially the stuff you and I know, Anglo-American Canadian pop from Beyoncé to Bieber to Adele. Its popularity is so huge, it makes life competitive for musicians around the world trying to get airplay on their own country's radio stations. South Africa has a plan, though. The national broadcaster, SABC, has unveiled a new quota system. It will require that 90% of the music played on its 18 radio stations be the work of local musicians. Commercial stations in South Africa will still be able to play what they want. BBC online correspondent Pumza Fishani is with me now. What is the aim of the SABC in doing this, Pumza?
Well, what they're aiming to do, Marco, they're saying they want to show what the musical industry is capable of doing. Artists have been calling for this for a number of years, so they are very pleased that it has finally happened. But more than artists, South Africans themselves, who have taken to social media to celebrate the move, say that it's going to be great to hear music that is produced in their local languages.
So presumably this will raise profiles of South African artists, not to mention revenues from music sales. But this is just the SABC. I know it's got 18 radio stations, but will it make a difference?
They believe it will. So the SABC is the public broadcaster, and it's got about 30 million listeners per week. And they're hoping that that is enough to introduce new artists to listeners, to show that there are new offerings that are coming up and encourage them to go out and buy this music. It's a 3-month trial period. So the listeners, again, will get to decide if they like what they've heard over the 3-month period and if they want that to be made a permanent decision.
Wow. So the listeners will make the final call on this?
Correct. After a 3-month period, what the SABC is hoping to do is to either looking at listenership patterns to be able to decide if the audiences liked the change that they made.
So for our listeners who may think of kind of township jive as what South African music is, just remind us of the diversity of music down there. I mean, are there enough different styles that South Africa can provide the full spectrum of sounds to fill that 90% quota?
So what they're looking at doing, they're looking at not just focusing on what is traditionally known as Kwaito music, which is sort of like a dance style music, which is what you're talking about. But there's also been a massive boom of South African hip hop, which has influences from American hip hop. But the difference is the sound is a bit different, but also it's produced in local languages. So that's going to be that's going to be one of the genres that they focus on. They're also looking at focusing on jazz, which has been around in South Africa for many, many years.
BBC online correspondent Pumza Fishani, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Hip-hop, jazz, Kwaito. I hope the SABC doesn't forget about the country's own smoldering indie rock scene. Here's the band Blackjacks from a few years ago, a track called Lakeside. If you recognize it, chances are you're a fan of the soccer video game FIFA 10. Blackjacks licensed Lakeside for the game soundtrack. Want a few more suggestions for great music from South Africa? Head over to PRI.org. We've got a list of some South African musicians you should already be listening to. Listening to the world.